Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about being a victim. Where in your life do you feel victimized? How has playing the victim helped and harmed you? Would you like to learn how to empower yourself by releasing the need to play the victim? Learn how to release the victim mentality as we wrap up our month focusing on respect. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired because this is one area in my life I'm working on constantly improving. I did an episode on this and shared it with a podcast maybe a year or two ago, but it was before I even had the podcast and was working around with Google Hangouts. So it's really just me talking and not kind of have a rhyme or reason. I still think it's worthy, if you are working on this issue, to give it a listen. This is going to be a little more formatted, kind of organized a little better, and might be easier to follow along. But again, if you are working on this, and I believe probably all of us are, you might benefit just to kind of hear me talk and off the top of my head. I wanted to do this topic again. One, it's going to be formatted a little bit differently, but it's so important. I've talked about on the show how 2018 was the most difficult year for me in my adult life. And one of the good things about all the personal development work that I've done is I was able to step back. It's almost how to kind of visualize it is I'm here in my physical body, maybe I'm reading a book or I'm in bed, and then kind of my sovereign self, my higher self, my self that's full of wisdom and gets it is kind of in the back, kind of that soul aspect of me. And I said, okay, well, I'm kind of depressed today. That's okay. I need to grieve today. Man, I'm angry today. And I had to allow myself to feel my feelings. You know, if you've listened for a while, I'll talk about that. But because of all the work that I had done, I was able to say, okay, this too shall pass. This is, you're going through this. Allow yourself to grieve, kind of do all this, and then you'll move forward when you're ready. But I had an aha moment after a few months that I was playing the victim. I felt extremely victimized. Hardest thing, you know, I like to share things with you guys. I'm not ready. I tried to write about this as a way to heal. I can't even write about it. So my goal is within 5 years, maybe to be able to write this and share it with people who have gone through something similar, because I believe when we share our stories, we empower others and give them the opportunity to share their stories. I might have mentioned this before, but the aha moment that got me on the path was my younger brother saying to me, and I can see it clear as day where it was, you see yourself as a victim. And wow, he's right. That feels right. Well, where do I go from here? So you might be listening and be like, oh my gosh, I've been seeing myself as a victim and I didn't even realize it. Guys, as much as I do this work, it took me in kind of all this crazy 2018 to finally be like, OMG, I've been seeing myself as a victim. And I was. And the more that I do this, it kind of becomes more subtle. And so it's been something that I've been a work on progress on. And, you know, the women's group was another place. They were so crappy in the end, that helped me kind of get over it a little more quickly and seeing myself as a victim. And I had to walk my talk and say, Julie, you knew you didn't want to leave and you didn't have it. You didn't do that. It's not on anyone else. That's on you. The other thing that inspired today's episode was I had a friend visiting who left Raleigh and came to town to visit, and she mentioned she was seeing this woman, Claire, which kind of surprised me, because when she left, Claire just, you could tell anyway, just didn't seem to care for that much. Anyway, so she mentioned, which I think was kind of BS and kind of a little dig, like, why would you tell someone this, that Claire blames me for the breakup of her friendship. And this is someone that's a good friend of mine, and he's his own person. He might say, hey, I'd like your advice on this. And throughout, I mean, and first of all, this, their friendship dissolved over 3 years ago. It might have been more than that. She chose his ex-girlfriend or him. And even though they were friends first, it is what it is. But then he'd send me these crazy emails from her, like, I don't understand why you're upset. I mean, it was several things. And, you know, she just wasn't open to it. She's almost 50 years old, playing the victim, blaming me for a friendship that ended a couple years ago. And it was like, you insult yourself, you insult our friend, and you insult me. And I thought, how sad. That was really my first thought. You're almost 50 years old, and you're playing the victim, and you're telling people I've ruined this friendship and everything. And, you know, ultimately, you have to feel sorry for someone like Claire. I know a bit more about her background, and not to be confused with my lovely niece, Claire. And to live your life like this, to not take responsibility, it's not sad. And, you know, you attract who you are. When you let go of feeling like a victim, you can empower yourself. When you come from a place of power, you can create and then live your life fully. How does feeling like a victim show up in life? I really wanted to provide some examples because I told you when my brother was like, you see yourself as a victim. Well, okay, that's feeling right, but what does that mean? I couldn't have articulated that and shared that. I don't know unless I'd done so much work. And it gets more subtle the more work you do. I told you when I had that aha moment 3 or 4 months, like, oh my God, you're seeing yourself as a victim. It's something I'm constantly working on because I don't want to attract more of that in my life. Blaming others. That's a good place to start. Like the example with Claire. Blaming her friendship with my friend ending instead of taking any responsibility of how she treated him and things that she did. And it's literally, I know we all, if you're listening or watching, you've all had a situation where you're just like shaking your head, like, what? How are you blaming someone else for that? If your life isn't working out, it's always someone else's fault. It's the government's fault. It's the news's fault. It's the liberal media. It's the conservative media. It's my family. It's my friends. Never, ever owning it. Never, ever taking responsibility and blaming others. Where in your life right now are you blaming someone or something? Take a hard look. Life is against me. Feeling like life is against you. I got to share this. I am a work in progress. You know, this was, I have to tell you, I felt like this a lot in 2018. I experienced so much loss. I felt like the universe was against me. And, you know, I'll talk about it one day. Well, that, but I'm going to talk about something else. I don't believe that the law of attraction, and this is just a little side note. I think it is worth developing into a full episode. I don't believe the law of attraction works for everybody, because if it did, I'd have what I desire. And I know people are going to say deep down, blah, blah, blah. I just don't think, I think there are certain physics and laws and things, but we come here to learn certain lessons. And so I don't believe it's for everyone. I had a teacher tell me that once. She said it works for a certain amount of people. I bet you know someone like that. Dang, they like just look at something and seem to manifest it. Because if it were true, I think a lot of our lives would look differently. And I was stuck in this thinking for a while because it was just one loss after the other. And I felt like we couldn't catch a break. And it was just really challenging. So if you're saying this or God hates me, life is always against me, that's part of the victim mentality. So where in your life are you doing that? And maybe you're like, oh, life's pretty good, but maybe in a certain area, like relationships. Really desire to be in a relationship and the universe can't send me a guy. Where is that? Or a woman? Where are you in your life are you doing that? If you're really negative, pessimistic, cynical, that is a good indication that you're kind of slipping into victim mode. Where in your life are you really that way? And again, guys, this isn't, look at your life overall. Of course, we're going to have negative moments or being pessimistic. It's like in my case where a couple months it was really tough and you have to say, okay, wow, shake this off. Where in your life are you doing that? And we kind of get in these patterns, or you might have your automatic response. So where are you negative, pessimistic, or cynical? You make a mountain out of a molehill. Oh, I stubbed my toe and now it's going to turn into a broken leg, and then I'm going to lose my health insurance, and then I'm going to have my leg amputated, and just, oh, the victim, it just piles on. Where do you make a mountain out of a molehill? Why do you think you're doing that? What does it serve you? How is it serving you? Guys, we don't do anything unless we get a benefit out of it. And even if it's warped behavior, maybe there's a comfort there. There's always a rhyme or reason to it. You believe others are purposely trying to hurt you. They're out to get you. Maybe a little paranoia going on. You have not a lot of trust. And what others do and say is about them, and how you respond is about you. We're all responding from our hurt, all of us. Now, there may be times when people are petty and hurting us. I've experienced that. Again, this is about discernment, flexing our muscle, being like, okay, is it really someone who's doing something on purpose to hurt me, or maybe I'm being a little bit of a playing the victim here? Feel that you're the only one being targeted. No one else is, just you. No one else is denied vacation at work. No one else gets the end of the bread. Sorry, that was just what popped in my head. No one else misses the last special. You just feel like it's all you, never, ever anyone else. And if that's the case, I'd encourage you, have conversations with people, especially ones you're close to. They're more likely to open up and say what their struggles have been and what they go through. When you spend a lot of time in the past reliving painful memories that make you feel like a victim. It's another area that I have been struggling with. I listened to an astrologer that I follow, and she talked about, so in December, starting 2019, everything you want to do, and which I did a lot of. And then she talked about, you know, giving 2018, loving all of 2018. And so that's really what I try to do. But I spent a lot of time doing the woulda, shoulda, couldas. And as Tony Robbins says, don't shoulda all over yourself. And spending time mirroring these painful memories. That didn't support me at all. I always talk about being the present moment, your point of power to change. And I share this to illustrate, I have struggles. Just because I work with people and coach people doesn't mean I don't have my own challenges. But it's important for me to share this and for you to hear this, to know you're not alone. When we know we're not alone, it makes life a lot easier. Are you someone who life's going really well and you'll find something to moan and groan about? I have a friend, and he always says there's one thing that can make a relationship go wrong. I mean, he said this every time he's been in a relationship. Now, I have to say I'm really happy because he hasn't said it with his current girlfriend, so I'm hopeful. Do you feel like something bad's about to happen when life's been going well? And what is it people say all the time? The bad stuff happens in threes. I hear that a lot. So you're looking for it. Well, if you're looking for something, you're most likely going to find it. Do you do that and get nervous, like, oh my gosh, things have been going so well, what's going to happen? Not being open to others' perspectives when you share a problem. I had a client like this. No matter what I proposed, there was a reason why it wouldn't work. She wanted to roll around and being a victim. She had no interest in empowering herself. And again, like, that's a choice. No judgment here, guys. There's no right or wrong. You know, my belief system, we're going to come back again and again until we get it right. I shared at some point in one of the podcasts that if the women in the group hadn't been so mean to me, I might have stayed longer. So I was able to switch that perspective, like, oh my gosh, they're just cruel, mean, nasty women, to God, boy, am I grateful. Because if they hadn't been so awful, that was a final kick in the butt I needed to leave. I might have still been lingering there and been really unhappy. So if you aren't open to different perspectives and just you want to wallow in being a victim, people close to you are going to give you loving, kind, good perspectives. And if you just shut that down, or like I mentioned, oh, it won't work out, here's why. You don't even add the here's why. You just shut stuff down. Where in your life do you do that? Why? How is that allowing you to play the victim? If you feel powerless a lot, like you don't have a choice, and you struggle to cope well with the problem or life in general, again, that might be you're just hanging out. I just want to be a victim. Don't want to take any action. I don't have a choice. And that's one thing you do. And doing nothing's a choice. And that was an aha moment for me when I realized that, oh, doing nothing is a choice. I'm making a conscious choice to do nothing. Where in your life do you feel powerless? You know, as I grow and age and experience life, it's very rare that I come across people that, you know, just 24/7, all areas are good. I think sometimes we might feel really competent in one area and not so competent in others. I always felt like everyone got a manual at birth for how to date, and my copy got lost by the stork or in the mail. And so I didn't feel very competent in my romantic relationships until I met my husband. And I joke with him that I'm a unicorn wife. I got a unicorn head. My Facebook page is public. If you ever want to check it out, we had a lot of fun. He got a dinosaur and I got a unicorn, like a Halloween thing. It was a lot of fun with it. But now I feel really competent in that area, where in the past I didn't. So it's like, okay, now I know an area or working on some self-confidence more. How can you empower yourself? How can you release letting that go? Feeling like a victim. You view constructive criticism as an attack. And if someone is close to you and is loving to you, they are coming from a good place. My brother said something to me recently, and he prefaced it by saying, it was about my husband and I moving. And he said, I'm not trying to sound, you know, are you sure your husband's on board? And I could tell he was really kind trying to be constructive and make sure I wasn't, you know, steamrolling over my husband. I said, oh yeah, no. And first of all, I'd never do that, but our relationship strong enough that if he didn't want to move, he'd say no. So be very aware of that when someone is giving you constructive feedback. So, you know, you do it often enough and shut people down, then they're not going to offer to give you perspective in the future. And that's something that you really need. Talk a lot about Dear Cottie. She's someone I know who can say it, and I know it's coming from a place of love, and I never question that. Why is it that you don't want to hear it? Because maybe that'll allow you to not play the victim anymore. And then what happens if you're not playing the victim? Who are you? Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. R, Got Clutter, 365 journal prompt book series supports you in clearing your clutter. Journaling helps you access your inner wisdom. When you become aware of your clutter, you can take action to release it. Stop being afraid, gain clarity, and go at your own pace with our journal prompt books. The present moment is your point of power to change. Ready to start? Along the lines of the blame game, you don't own your life and take responsibility for anything. It's always someone else is responsible for it. It has nothing to do with you. Talk about remaining powerless. That completely keeps you from embracing your power. And yes, you do get something from playing the victim, but I'm telling you, it will never be as good as when you fully empower yourself and take those actions to move forward. Might be the martyr and people feel sorry for you, you know, whatever it is, it never feels as good as when you're truly in your element and owning your life. Feel sorry for yourself. kind of like Eeyore. Woe is me. Where are you feeling sorry for yourself right now? You see the glass is half empty and everyone else is better off than you. And you want to make sure that everyone knows that and you share your stories often. I had a friend who got divorced on Facebook, got remarried and was still sharing how her husband harmed her, or the ex-husband, excuse me. And he did her wrong. And I imagine her sitting over a beer in a bar, telling the story again and again to all of her friends. She needs the world to know that she was wrong. Where are you sharing your story that you've been wrong? You also might be the person that you share your trauma, and you need to one-up everyone. Oh, well, you broke your foot. Well, I broke my leg once. You know, I know we know these people that one-up. It's, you know, they want to be the center of attention. Woe is me. Feel sorry for them because they have been victimized the most, more than anyone in the history of the world. You keep the same company as yourself. You hang out with people who feel like victims, moan and groan, blame, like that woman who got the divorce. It's so interesting watching stuff on Facebook and social media and how people enable that. Talk about a woman in another group I'm in. Just, I'm such a horrible person, and watching how people constantly enable that until someone stood up and said, you know what, you need help. And then it was a good thing. And people, again, was coming from a loving place, but she took it as criticism. You know, she wants to continue to see herself as a victim, and that's okay. There's no right or wrong here, guys. You're going to have to come back and repeat, in my view, or do it again, or whatever you choose. I think I want to go live in Atlantis in my next life, especially if Jason Momoa is Aquaman and down there. Woo! So who are you hanging out with? Are they reinforcing that in you? Or is someone saying, hey, you know what? Have you tried this? Here's another perspective. Seeing the world is mostly bad and scary. You know, probably again have met someone like this. They're just afraid of everything. And it's really disheartening when you see a parent doing that and teaching a child that the world's a scary place. How are they going to be as an adult? They're going to be afraid of everything. If you feel like a victim, then you can't find the good. You can't find all the wonderful things that are out there in the world. You know, I think it's been a really challenging time. I, you know, was talking to my husband the other day and said the first time in my adult life, I was scared that with everything going on, that North Korea could send a rocket over here because of all the jawing that was going on. And it concerned me. The only time in my life, it's like, okay, have to bring it back. How can we, let's not watch the news, let's get on social media less, and let's find all the good, because we can help shift our perspective. When we shift our perspective, we allow others to do the same. Feeling stuck in life. Again, I have to tell you, I felt like, I usually like to say the term wading through molasses. It was stuck in concrete. That's how, I just need to grieve, I just need to feel it all, and I allowed myself to do that. And again, it's perspective. This was all pretty hefty stuff. Biggest challenge of my adult life. And having that perspective I mentioned earlier about my, kind of my sovereign self, my higher self, being able to step back and say, okay, it's a challenge. Just allow yourself to wallow a little bit. Allow yourself to grieve. Do what you need to do. But then I had to say, well, how long am I going to be stuck? How long has it been now? You know, I don't like being stuck, guys. It was not a fun place to be in. It sucked the joy out of me. I did not like it. So then I had to say, okay, enough is enough. What can I do? This didn't work out in this area of life. What can I do to move forward? And I have to tell you, thank goodness, thank the universe, thank God for the books that I was writing. I have to tell you that because there were so many parts and bits and pieces. That was the one thing that kept me sane. And then when I saw the designer do the cover and I was in slogging through all the edits, that kept me going. So I'm completely grateful for that. They really, really saved me. Feeling powerless to change anything. You know, I mentioned a moment ago, we always have a choice. And doing nothing's like a choice. Or you might feel like you can't change. And so the question is, what do you do? You can say, play the victim and say, okay, nothing can change. Nothing will ever change. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe I can reach out and see if there's someone else who went through that, right? Maybe they can support me. You may blame those you love, those closest to you, for how you feel. You might even attack or accuse them. Have you done that to someone that you're close with? Attacked or accused them and blame them for how you felt? Perhaps you bring in the victim mentality when you want sympathy from others and you're upset when you don't get it. I see this. I mentioned a moment ago, the woman in the group in Facebook wanted to play the victim. And when people called her out and were concerned, then it was their fault. She refused to accept. When you put yourself down and you don't get sympathy, they go together. That's playing the victim. I've had that with clients. They just want to moan and groan and have wallow in being a victim. And that's okay. But that's okay. Now we need to take action. And they want sympathy. And of course, I'm going to be sympathetic, but to a point. And you know, you can't moan and groan forever. You know what? I'm sorry to hear that, but how are we going to move forward? Not reinforcing that. I'd encourage you, if you know someone who plays the victim, to not allow them to wallow. And you can do this all from a loving place. Refuse to get help, make changes, or improve your life. That's a big aha for being a victim. You know, I've had clients like that. There's no judgment. And I always tell people, if you're not going to do the work, it's probably not worth it, your time or money, to hire me or anyone else. If you're not willing to do the work or make changes, your life's not going to change. And I know people like that. I know a woman in her 70s who sees herself as a victim. So, okay, it's all good. But how has life gotten better? Are you truly happy? We'll talk in a moment the benefits you get to playing a victim. But again, I'll argue, no, you really aren't. You might think you aren't. And again, maybe you haven't had the tools. Maybe you needed the aha moment like I needed with my brother. Haven't healed your trauma. Of course you can understand if you have hurts and wounds that aren't healed, why you feel like a victim. Heal it now. You say, okay, I'm going to face this trauma. And guys, this is true personally. It's true professionally. I've interviewed a bunch of people on this. Any fear or anxiety you might have to face a traumatic situation is less than the energy to hold back, to not face it, to be afraid that you can't handle something. Across the board, I've never had anyone say the opposite. You feel like, oh my gosh, if I open up that can of worms, can I survive it? Yes, you can. And once you begin to heal and start the healing process, you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, why did I wait so long? All the time and energy and effort to keep at bay what just needed to be healed. When you want revenge completely coming from the victim. I remember it's when I was in Raleigh. So then maybe 10 years ago, that show Revenge, and I watched, I think maybe a season, and then started getting goofy, and maybe I'll try to find it and watch the last episode to see how everything tied up. But it's like Tony and I watched The Count of Monte Cristo and how that guy spent his whole life avenging how he was wrong. He was horribly wrong, but you know what? He didn't feel better at the end. He didn't feel like it didn't put him at peace, I guess is what I would is ultimately the best thing. So even if you get revenge on someone, very rarely does it bring you peace. You might think it does, you know, but if you seek justice for something, and there's a difference between seeking justice and seeking revenge. It ultimately, like if you were to seek justice, I'm thinking now in North Carolina, the case that made national news and the young lady Hania, I believe her name was, who was kidnapped in front of her house and murdered. This man will go on trial and will most likely, based on what I've read, be found guilty and be sent to prison for life, is my guess. While her family will receive some feeling or sense of justice, that's not going to ultimately bring them peace. their daughter's still gone. And even if they were to murder this guy who did that, that doesn't bring them peace. It doesn't change anything. So if you're thinking about revenge, I'm really going to encourage you to talk to a friend, talk to a professional, take a deep breath. Because ultimately, that's not going to make you feel better. It's kind of like the jelly donut. It might temporarily make you feel better, but that goes away pretty quickly. What are the benefits to playing a victim? We don't do anything unless it benefits us, whether we're aware of that or not. So what are you gaining by seeing yourself as a victim? Not having to take responsibility for anything. Not your fault, so you don't need to take responsibility. Wow, can be an accident. Not my fault. Lose your job, not my fault. What would it be like to go like through life not having responsibilities? Ah, there are days I don't like adulting. Oh, it'd be so great to let go of some of those responsibilities. There are days I don't like cleaning out the cat litter or the poop bombs that Joey does. But I don't think I'd be happy. I don't think it would be great just to not take responsibility for anything. We see a lot of people like that, and someone ends up always taking responsibility for them. Attention. Talk about this one woman again and again on Facebook saying, I'm such a bad person. And I believe that part of the reason she does that is for attention. And then people say, oh, no, you aren't a bad person. And until recently, and this is probably a couple of years of posting this stuff, people are like, you know what, we're concerned. You have posted multiple times. We're concerned. Do you do that? Play the victim to get attention? Maybe you haven't figured it out. Well, you obviously haven't figured out if you're doing this, how to get attention from in a healthy way. How could you get attention in a healthy way? People feel sorry for you. Oh, I so feel sorry for Mary. Well, Mary made some choices. And then life happens to us. Life happens to us. And of course you can have empathy and sympathy. But not forever, not all the time. I have yet to figure out one person who hasn't had a tragedy or something challenge that they had to work through. I haven't yet to meet someone. And you know, just remember this, everyone's going through something, everyone has hurts. I think sometimes we forget that. And it doesn't justify when people are horrible, but if you can take that step back and be like, wow, whatever could have happened to them to make them act like this. A benefit is others are less likely to criticize or upset you. They're walking around on eggshells. Wouldn't it be nice to go through life without being upset or criticized by anyone? I have no concept of what that would look, guys. I really don't. I get criticized for this podcast. So that's a benefit. Then you know you're never wrong when no one criticizes you or upsets you. But that's not the really in the messy and the joy of life. Now, benefit, you're right to complain. And of course, you feel self-righteous. You're the right one. And I had an aha moment probably a year or two ago that when you're self-righteous, that's coming from a wound. I never made that connection until I read it in a book. So what a benefit to always be right and never be wrong. How great is that? Now we all know someone like that. You might get what you want from playing the victim. You pout and you're the victim. And so then people just acquiesce. Okay, here you go. Here's what you want. Not healthy. That's not good. And what happens when someone doesn't get what they want? I know a story of someone who went through life pretty easily, and then they went to college and were rejected by a sorority. She didn't get what she wanted for the first time in her life and couldn't handle it, had a complete meltdown. Yeah, it would be disappointing, but is it enough to warrant becoming hysterical and thinking your life's going to end? Perhaps you feel that you're more interesting being the victim. Well, you have all these great stories to share and you just love to talk about and you're sure people are fully engaged and love listening to them. Probably not. How could you make yourself feel more interesting? It's not through your stories. We aren't our stories. They're not our soul. And a lot of times these stories we tell ourselves are false. get the benefit of the drama trauma. So you're not bored. If you're always in the victim, you'll never be bored. Have you been around someone like that? Exhausting. When I was younger, definitely had more people with the drama trauma in my life. Now, not at all. I can't do it. But you can see how that might be a benefit for someone. Then life's never boring. And, you know, the older I get, I love hanging out with the fire. We did that last night. Had a nice fire, hanging out with the cats, doing Croce family nap time. In the past, I was like, boring. Now I live for those days. Another thing, a benefit from being a victim, is it allows you to avoid and bypass your anger because you're too busy feeling sad. I read a great quote that I posted on my Instagram account. When I sat with my anger long enough, she told me she was really grief. I thought that was a beautiful quote, and I think so true. I know with everything that I was angry about last year, it was really grief. So I'd encourage you, feel those feelings, express that anger. Also, when you're a victim, you don't have to take any risk. No guarantee in life. I lost last year, guys. No guarantee. Took a big risk and it didn't turn out how we had hoped. Really, really hard. But you know what? I got to experience life. And when you experience the sadness and the hurt and the pain and the anger, it makes the joy so much more enriching because you can really feel those amazing moments. Why do we feel like we're a victim? I'm fond of getting to the root of stuff because when you do that, then you can release it. Yeah, you know, sometimes you don't need to do that. I always talk about Eckhart Tolle and that Night of Darkness and Woke Up in Light and really nice, but I don't think that does happen to the majority of us. I personally think my brain would explode, my head would pop off if that happened. But for most of us, we do need to get to the root. We do need to understand it. And someone might say, well, that's kind of a step in the victim thing. That's okay. If you're examining it, and well, it's okay in my book, and you're moving forward. Low self-worth. If you don't think you're worthy of anything, then of course you can understand why you'd feel like a victim. Perhaps you don't have a good sense of self. Your sense of self is predicated on your job or your who you're in a relationship with. And you adopt someone else's life instead of building your own. And see if you'd realize that one day, how you'd feel like a victim. Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Our Got Clutter 365 Journal Prompt book series supports you in clearing your clutter. Journaling helps you access your inner wisdom. When you become aware of your clutter, you can take action to release it. Stop being afraid, gain clarity, and go at your own pace with our journal prompt books. The present moment is your point of power to change. Ready to start? Perhaps they were set up by patterns in your childhood. You know, we're a kid. We don't know these things. We don't come to light, and we have to learn these things as we get older. Perhaps your parent tried to live life through you. I knew someone who didn't want to be a lawyer, went to law school because that's what his parents wanted from him, became a lawyer, and finally quit and stopped living his life. He was living his life for his parents and finally stopped that. But you can see, like, if that's, you have all this pressure, and of course why you'd feel like a victim. Your inner voice is critical. Most of our inner voices are critical. And again, you know, I feel like that's the ego's job. It's like, okay, I'm going to be critical. This is keep you safe. Make sure you don't take risks. Nothing ever happens. And so the ego's just doing its job. But a lot of times, the ego has that critical inner voice. And if you're critical, of course that's going to promote feeling like a victim. If you do that, if you feel like you're a victim, you're safe. So if you grew up in something chaotic, maybe retreating back into being a victim you falsely believes keeps you safe. You are perhaps mismanaging your anger. when you play the role of victim. So you haven't figured out, well, how do I express this anger? What can I do? I don't know. I don't know these feelings. I wasn't taught how to express, and maybe people are going to get upset with me if I share my anger. So you mismanage it, but that makes you become a victim. How can you empower yourself and not get sucked up into feeling like a victim? Again, guys, I've done a lot of work. I felt like a victim last year, but I keep moving forward, one foot in front of the other. Progress, not perfection. So don't beat yourself up. Understand, for the majority of us, there are going to be layers to this. So you just keep working. So, okay, wow, I've just gotten a little deeper. Great. How can I release this? Be kind and compassionate towards yourself. You know, I wasn't angry. You're a victim. You've done all this work, Julie. Come on. I was like, okay, I'm feeling like a victim. Wow, great. Thank you. I'm so grateful. I finally saw that. And that was coming from my wisdom. Like, okay, we finally seen this. We need to grieve. We need to be upset. That's okay. It's okay, Julie. Just, I love you. Keep doing it. You're doing it. You've got this. Use affirmations. I'm good enough. I'm worthy. I am love. You tell yourself something often enough, you will begin to believe it. And when you know you're good enough, you're worthy and you're loved, you're not going to feel like a victim. Oh, you know what? So this car crash happened. It doesn't change who I am. Someone was mean to me. That's okay. Doesn't change who I am. Where can I find the benefit of it? Where can I find the gratitude? Having healthy boundaries. Then you don't feel like a victim. Well, someone crossed my boundary. Then you stand up and say no. You say, here's my boundary. I'm sticking to it. Don't cross it. Have that. You're less likely to feel like a victim. Form new beliefs. If it's your ego, it's something you learned in childhood, perhaps someone you know did it to get attention, you can create new beliefs. It is an option. You are allowed to do it and you can do it. So burn up those stories and create new beliefs. Seek support, whether it's with a coach, a therapist, someone that you love and trust. Make sure they're non-judgmental. But that allows you, because I needed someone to say, oh, you're seeing yourself as a victim, or oh. And enough times of someone pointing that out and sharing with me enabled me to be able to see it on my own. Forgive. Forgiveness is for me. It releases me and sets me free. Who do you need to forgive? Including yourself. When you forgive, you don't feel like a victim. It's one of the biggest challenges, but it's also really rewarding when you can truly, finally forgive. Have gratitude. You know, gratitude clears our clutter on every level. I think it's kind of, it's like forgiveness. It's one of the most powerful things you can do. So that's when I'm feeling like a victim. That's kind of my knee jerk. Okay, how can I have gratitude? Oh, feeling like a victim now. What can I find to be grateful for in the situation? Okay, leaving the women's group, getting my Sundays back, get to watch all the Steelers game, saving money. Boom, boom, boom. Like, what off the top of your head can you think of? And then I always like to take it deeper. Oh, well, I can be grateful for what I learned. That's something to be positive about, because I learned some stuff and I was able to share that wisdom with my clients. Own your life. Take responsibility. When you own your life, you empower yourself. You become powerful. Think, what is it? There's a poem, I don't know if it was Marianne Williamson that said it. I think a lot of us are really, truly afraid to embrace our power. I think we're way more powerful than we completely realize. Embrace that. Own your life, the good, bad, the ugly, all of it. Own it. Empower yourself. Be patient. When I had that aha, ooh, you've been feeling like a victim. I wasn't like, chop, chop, Juju. Sorry, Juju is what my nieces and nephew call me. I was like, okay, you know what? I might need to just wallow in this victim a little bit longer. I'm going to allow myself to be patient. I know I will move forward. But hurry up and get on this timetable, get all this done. Okay, you know what? I just have to love myself, love what is, and be patient. Give to others. You know, but when we turn away from, oh, I don't have this, I'm the victim, blah, 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 giving to others allows us to step outside of that, helping someone who maybe doesn't have as much as we do, or just being kind and compassionate and seeing how that makes a difference. And you're feeling like a victim, that's something you can easily do. You can give a smile, that doesn't cost anything. You can hand someone the grocery cart, give back to others. Take actions from today's podcast. Recognize where your victim mentality shows up. Increase your awareness by writing a list of all the ways your victim appears and presents him or herself. Contemplate what you gain by playing the victim. Explore why you feel you're a victim. Create a list of ways to empower yourself. Release your past hurts. Feel all your feelings. Heal what needs to be healed. Choose something to do in the moment when you start to feel like a victim. Start shifting your perspective from feeling victimized to feeling empowered. Quit playing the victim. Next month, we're focusing on replenishment and rejuvenation. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock.